Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, December 4th. Oh, the week started out with a fund liquidation program there going on for about 3 days. We had a day or day and a half of recovery there based on rumors that China was looking to purchase U.S. wheat and U.S. corn. When those sales did not materialize, markets turned back around, and in the last day and a half gave back any of those presumed China sale gains to finish lower. We had March corn finished down 6 at 420 and a half. That's down 13 and a quarter on the week. March wheat, Chicago down 9 at 575 and a quarter, down 30 and a half on the week. Kansas City, March down 7, 542, down 22 and a half on the week. And January beans finished down 5 and a quarter, actually the strongest commodity on the board there, at 1163, down 28 and 3 quarter cents on the week. So again, markets were rebounding a bit, headed into today, but when those sales didn't materialize, the funds came back in again and started selling. Better weather in Brazil expected over the next couple of weeks, pressuring the grains. Also, a lack of any announcements from China. This is going back to about November 6th or November 9th. And also there was a story out, I guess, that about 500,000 tons of beans had been canceled by unknown. Not unusual for China to do that and then look for markets to break and put those back on, or maybe looking towards Brazil to book some cargoes there as well. A weaker dollar trading around 2.5 year lows, traded as low as 90.47 today, making a new low for the move. Rallied back a bit to finish at 90.79, up 7 ticks, but that was not enough to overcome, again, the better weather and the disappointment and that lack of China sales. We did have a sale announced in the corn this morning, 182,000 tons to Mexico. And taking a look at the fund positions, we have the managed money long about 270,000 contracts in the corn. That's down about 17,000 from last week. Funds have turned a 15,000 contract long position in Chicago wheat into a 4,400 contract short position, but have maintained a 44,500 contract long position in Kansas City. That's only down about 4,000 on the week. And in the beans, dropped about 10,000 from 204,000 contracts long last week to 194,000 here. Corn did put in an outside week down on the charts and also closed below the 20-day moving average. So not good looking there on the charts. But wheat and beans were able to hold this week's lows on today's sell-off, as well as corn. So not a ton of damage done on those, just kind of moving sideways here in this range for the last couple of weeks. We'll have to keep an eye on Sunday night weather to give the market any direction headed into next week. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.